This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Thanks so much for listening. Last week, it was the unqualified candidate who should never get near the White House. That was the discussion. This week, it is the off-the-cuff candidate saying things that might get you pulled out of a security line at the airport.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick... if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know.
Donald Trump in Wilmington, North Carolina, suggesting that Second Amendment types constitute some corrective civilian militia who can change the result of an election by force if a president overreaches somehow. The Trump camp quickly released a statement saying he was referring to the, quote, power of unification, whatever that means. It seems as though it was clear in the original quote anyway. Mr. Trump has already signaled his doubt about the viability of free and fair elections in the United States. He said this in August, speaking in Ohio, where various tricks have been used to suppress reliably Democratic voters.
First of all, it's rigged. And I'm afraid the election's going to be rigged. I have to be honest. Because I think my side was rigged if I didn't win by massive landslides.
But the claim that America's elections are somehow rigged has taken a whole new energy this cycle, with Trump's claims as well as those from Bernie Sanders supporters, many of whom believe that the DNC was skewed against their candidate. Howard Dean was a presidential candidate in 2004. He also served as the governor of Vermont from 1991 to 2003 and chair of the Democratic National Committee from 2005 to 2009. Also joining me is Jeffrey Lord, political advisor to Ronald Reagan and contributing editor of The American Spectator. He's also a CNN commentator. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you, John. Nice to be here.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
And Howard Dean, what do you make of this assessment that free and fair elections are in fact a dubious proposition, as Donald Trump has suggested?
The truth is that it's incredibly unlikely that you could rig an election in this country. Most people are honest. Most people that count the votes are honest. I mean, one could bring up the George Bush victory by one vote, which was the Supreme Court vote. But that really doesn't get to the what goes on at the polls. That was, I think, a hijacking by a right-wing group on the Supreme Court. So I'm disinclined to think that it's possible to rig a presidential election. I think we do have to be vigilant. I think these voter ID laws are, for the most part, aimed at suppressing votes of people who are inclined to vote Democrat, which is members of minority groups and young people. I think for Donald Trump to say the election is going to be rigged is consistent with all the other fairly crazy things that he has said over his candidacy.
What is Donald Trump worried about, Jeffrey Lord?
Well, I think he's worried about the same thing that, frankly, Republican candidates always have to be worried about, that in a close election, you've got a group of people in these big cities who are, in effect, stuffing the ballot boxes.
Why should Republicans be worried about that? In 2000, they got the Supreme Court on their side, and boom, it was George W. Bush.
Right. But, I mean, why do we have to go down that road? I mean, I think we need to be vigilant here. And one of the interesting sort of side effects of that is that a lot of people switch to computer voting. And, right here in my home precinct here in Pennsylvania, we vote by computer. But there's nothing that says, I can punch the screen, but there's nothing that verifies to me that my vote has actually been cast the way I want it, unlike a paper ballot used to be. So you still have problems with this that are of a high-tech nature that people can fool around with. There's no question about that.
Well, you're speculating whether the computer actually records your vote or not. Isn't that something you're just...
All I'm saying, John, is we have to be careful about this because everybody wants to trust the electoral system. And when there have been problems, you need to make sure that we've got people on hand who are honest and on the up and up and that the ballots are counted fairly and squarely.
Let's talk about the voting machines for a second. I think Jeffrey's right about this. After the 2000 election, there was a lot of so-called election reform. There were a lot of contracts which were won, particularly in places like Ohio, where you could have exactly the kind of machine that Jeffrey described, which was you push the button and you don't know what's happened, and that's that. There is a way around that. I'm for computerized voting, but you have to have a paper trail. So the computerized voting What we do in Vermont and have done for some time is you fill out the ballot and then you stick it in the computer. The computer counts it, but you have the ballot that you filled out that everybody can look at it, recount. If you don't have a paper record, I think Jeffrey's absolutely right. You do have to worry about computerized voting, and there was a huge problem with that.
To both of you, do you worry that Donald Trump rhetorically is trying to delegitimize the electoral process in advance of his elections, that if he loses, there's a potential for instability that might, in fact, create a post-electoral turmoil that we've never seen before in this country?
I don't. I mean, I'm sure Governor Dean may have a different view of this. I don't. I think that one of the things about Donald Trump's campaign all through all of this is that he's been the outsider. And outsiders traditionally have a different view of what goes on that's been accepted practice and procedure. So I think that he brings that sort of gimlet eye to all of this, and he's raising good questions that need to be asked that perhaps might not be asked by more established politicians.
Is it legitimate for an outsider to suggest that Second Amendment types constitute a civilian militia that's capable of correcting an improper election if someone in the White House overreaches?
Oh, I think that was a gotcha. You know, Hillary Clinton in the 2008 campaign, when she was being pressured to withdraw from the California primary, said something to the effect that, well, you never know what happened. Robert Kennedy was assassinated the night of the California primary. And people instantly said, oh, my goodness, is she suggesting that Barack Obama should be shot? Well, of course not. I mean, this is just ridiculous. This is one of these media gotcha moments that I think is just crazy. And, you know, there's a backlash against that, too, out here. Donald Trump was here at a local high school, and I went to the event, and he had a line in there that our biggest problem is the media. That was the largest and longest sustained applause line of the entire night.
Well, I think both of us agree on that. I actually have heard that line used by right-wingers before, and it was used on me. I had a right-wing opponent after I signed the Civil Unions Bill in 2000 who said it's time for us to get a little dangerous. Yeah, that's one of these remarks that it's better not to be said by somebody who's running for a chief executive position, whether it's the president or governor or whatever it is. The other issue is the legitimacy of the elections. You know, there is, I wouldn't say there's instability, but the scene in Florida with the recounts was pretty awful, with people banging on the glass and organized attempts to intimidate the people who were voting. I mean, people who were counting the votes. I don't think there's going to be real instability in the country. But, you know, I think Trump thrives on this kind of stuff. Trump thrives on chaos. This is his negotiating position. This is what he's used all of his professional business life. He gets people nervous. He gets them off balance. He gets deals. He doesn't keep them. You know, I think this is Trump. I think the country's going to become unstable because of Donald Trump? No, I don't think so. Although, actually, my whole theory about these elections, not here, not just here, but in Brexit and the right-wing governments in Europe, is that what's happened is globalization has left a lot of people behind it. I actually think the establishment that Trump rails against, which he's, of course, part of, is partly responsible for that. We do have a higher standard of living, but not everybody's participated. And people do feel that it's unfair, and it is. The tax code, for example, is clearly slanted towards people who already have lots of money, and it's getting tougher and tougher on people who work for a living.
Is Donald Trump sending the message that if Hillary Clinton wins, it's a cheat on those people who are angry in America, whose vote is consistently being suppressed?
I think he is doing that, and I think that's a mistake because it's not true.
I do think he's sending a message here. And, you know, I've been to two of these Trump rallies right here in central Pennsylvania. I have the opportunity to talk to a lot of the folks here. They're really upset. I mean, I guarantee you. I mean, they are quite passionate about feeling that they have been treated deeply unfairly by the quote unquote system here. And they are looking to Donald Trump to bring change as a change agent. And they see Hillary Clinton, frankly, not just her, but since she's going to be the nominee, they see Hillary Clinton as part of the establishment, if you will, and that there is no change there ahead. And what strikes me about this is their enthusiasm for this. And I talk to Hillary Clinton supporters from time to time, and their essence of their response is sometimes literally a shrug of the shoulders, like, yeah, well, I'm going to vote for Hillary. And there's always sort of a but in there. There's not a lot of enthusiasm. And I think that that may make a difference on Election Day.
What do you think?
I'm very enthusiastic, just for the record.
Jeffrey Lord, final question. Does the Electoral College make it possible for a battleground state in a divided nation to be decisive if one of these ballot-stuffing tactics takes hold?
Sure. I mean, the marvel of the Founding Fathers is the Electoral College. I'm one of those people who love it. So, yes, absolutely. This is the United States of America, not United America, and the states decide. I look forward to seeing this play out in the Electoral College.
I might add, if you didn't have an Electoral College, it'd be almost impossible to stuff ballot boxes and have it make any difference in a national election.
But let me just, Jeffrey Lord, you look forward to ballot stuffing in battleground states?
No, I don't look forward to ballot stuffing. No, I look forward to the system where, you know, we vote here in Pennsylvania and Governor Dean's folks vote in Vermont. And then you've got people who are electors, and they gather, in our case, they gather in the state legislature, and they cast their ballot. I noticed the other day that there was an elector in Georgia who resigned because he was apparently concerned that the state was going to vote for Donald Trump, and he did not want to have to cast his electoral vote for Trump. And so, honorably, he quit. But I do think that the electoral system is a good one.
Jeffrey Lord, Howard Dean, thanks so much for a spirited conversation.
Thank you, Governor.
Thank you.
Howard Dean served as the governor of Vermont from 1991 to 2003 and chair of the Democratic National Committee from 05 to 09. He's also a former presidential candidate. Jeffrey Lord is a contributing editor of the American Spectator and a CNN commentator. We've been hearing your reaction from Donald Trump's Second Amendment people comment.
Nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is. I don't know.
Derek writes, everyone is blowing this comment way out of proportion, especially considering how absolutely ridiculous it is. You can comment at facebook.com/thetakeaway. Do you think the American electoral process is rigged?
This is Catherine from Louisville, Kentucky. I think rigged is a very loaded word that's unnecessarily negative. I do, however, think that an individual vote does not matter as it should because of the Electoral College.
Saginaw, Michigan, yes, ever since the Supreme Court awarded the 2000 election to Bush 5-4, it was an all-partisan vote. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or comment at thetakeaway.org. Later this hour,
you know, a lot of people get upset because Trump said, oh my God, the election's going to be rigged. But you had, on the first night of the Democratic National Convention, two people get up, two of their primetime speakers, saying that the entire political and economic systems were rigged. Elizabeth Warren said the word rigged 5 times.
The irony of democracy and the conspiracy theories people cling to, that's coming up here on The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by TIAA. Whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to helping those who do good do well. Learn more at TIAA.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.